At 8:22, this is KERA News. I'm Sam Baker. The Dallas County Commissioner's Court this morning is scheduled to appoint an interim sheriff. Lupe Valdez has served as county sheriff since 2004, but she resigned to run in the Democratic primary for governor. Four of the five candidates running for sheriff are current or former deputies. However, commissioners can appoint someone who's not running for the seat to serve in the interim. A 22-year veteran of the Fort Worth Police Department will appeal his termination over his handling of a domestic disturbance call earlier this year. Fort Worth Police Chief Joel Fitzgerald fired Sergeant Kenneth Pierce yesterday after a mandatory use of force review. A woman in August called for police assistance in a domestic disturbance. A statement from Fitzgerald said she was cooperating, but Pierce became, quote, impatient, initiated an unnecessary physical confrontation, and then ordered a rookie police officer to tase the woman. Attorney Terry Daffron represents Pierce. She denied Fitzgerald's claim that Pierce escalated the situation. She says the woman was noncompliant. Now to our American Graduate Initiative. Andrew Brown has season tickets for Dallas Cowboys games, but this year Brown was so angry he almost boycotted the season. He didn't like how the NFL treated players who kneeled during the national anthem to protest police brutality. But instead of staying home, Brown's been giving his tickets away to high school students and law enforcement officers. He hopes it will build understanding between kids and cops. KERA's Bill Zeeble reports.
Hometown fans go wild as a Cowboys punt return becomes an 83-yard touchdown against visiting Washington. Cowboys season ticket holder and IT executive Andrew Brown almost wasn't there. He sides with the players kneeling during the national anthem. That action, launched last year by then 49ers quarterback Colin Kaepernick, protests the deaths of unarmed African Americans at the hands of police.
I felt as though Colin Kaepernick had put it all on the line for us. African-Americans who recognize that there's a level of treatment of African-Americans that's not consistent across the board with how law enforcement treat other individuals in our society.
Kaepernick protested police brutality, and Brown says the player is now paying the price. He's out of a job. That bothers Brown, who says people are going to extremes in response to the kneeling players, that they're unpatriotic. And he says some people are also going to extremes about police.
You got this narrative over here saying all cops are bad, killing black people. And you got these people over here saying we need police officers. You know, black people need to stop doing criminal things. And instead of having those conversations, my conversation is, how do we change the narrative? How do we change the perception? Oh, put people together and see what happens.
That's the different game plan Brown drew up. He approached Bryan Adams High School in his diverse Dallas neighborhood, as well as the police and sheriff's department, and offered his Cowboys tickets to bring kids and cops together for games.
Now I'm talking about people. I'm talking about cops. I'm talking about kids, of whom in an environment where everybody is at odds, they're at more risk.
How's it going?
It's going good.
Tyson Bryan.
Tyson Bryan?
Yeah. How you doing?
Good. How about you?
It's Officer Fountain.
Before this game, Brown and his tailgate buddies gather at their usual spot in Lot J, just across from AT&T Stadium. Brown introduces his guests, Bryan Adams High School juniors LeDetrick Tyson, Brian Bartomero, both students of color, and Dallas County Deputy Sheriff Claiborne Fountain, who's African American. No one's in uniform, not the sheriff, not the kids. Tonight, they're all Cowboys fans. But is this the right place for a conversation?
Well, you have to start somewhere. You have to start somewhere. So there needs to be a dialogue, and there needs to be communication. And communication is key.
Deputy Sheriff Claiborne Fountain.
If there's something going on that you don't understand, you can't move forward with it. But once you sit down and you talk and there's a line of communication open up, it starts to move things forward.
Students Brian and LeDetrick only want to talk about food for now. As they're offered some chili, chicken, and Frito pie, Brian says he's always gotten along with officers.
When I see a cop, I don't think of it as a negative thing, because they're here to protect and serve us. So if you don't got nothing to hide, then you shouldn't really feel bad about it. So when I see him, I don't really have any negative feelings towards him.
The Detrick, holding a plate of chicken, doesn't have any negative feelings toward police either. Still, he's an African-American teen, so he says his worried mother talked with him about growing up as a person of color.
She think a cop gonna shoot me or shoot somebody in my family one day. I don't know. She was like, just treat him with much respect. Don't do too much moving and all that. So they don't think I'm drawing a weapon or anything.
With kickoff approaching, the kids and sheriff head into the stadium, where together they sit and cheer on the Cowboys. Andrew Brown doesn't just want to build bridges at football games. He and his friends have created a nonprofit, the Stand in the Gap Foundation, that's designed to also change the narrative by bringing people together to, as its website says, focus on solutions that promote freedom, justice, and equality. April Allen, one of Brown's tailgating friends, has contributed to the foundation because she believes in it.
I think that it will be a success because in the end, the boys are seeing policemen as real people and not people that are trying to hurt them and come after them.
That's Brown's idea too. As a kid growing up in Florida, he says police also lived in his poor neighborhood. They played basketball together. There was a semblance of mutual respect and understanding. In Texas, Brown's hoping to recreate that feeling. He only wishes NFL team owners had thought of it first.
These owners are men who own stadiums filled with seats. And if they had just taken a step back, instead of fostering the hateful narrative that's out there, they could have led entire communities in a different direction by putting officers and kids from these neighborhoods in seats together.
For Andrew Brown, bringing them together and building relationships, that's a winning narrative. Bill Zeeble, KERA News.